Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And today we're going to be taking calls first before we get into our discussion. So I want to let our callers know we're going to be bringing them on in just a moment. Everybody in the queue will be getting a reading, but first I want to invite those who are in the queue and those who are listening to join us on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and Twitter. Please do follow us on those sites. You may like Neil Baker Psychic. Follow us, Neil and Kristen Baker, on our page that is linked here on Blog Talk Radio on Facebook, or send us a friend request. You can also join us on Twitter. Callers, 914-338-0164. That's the number to use. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And 562-596-7818 is the number for further conversation than the radio show can accommodate. Okay, so we have, like I said, several callers in the queue. I'm going to bring on this first from 805. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We've got a big echo.
Okay, you
got to
go in the other room. Okay, hold on. Let me try to fix this. Is that better?
Are you talking to us? It's very echoey.
We can't hear you.
No,
we
cannot hear.
Hello?
Yeah, you need to be louder. I don't know, because we can't do a reading if you're not loud enough.
Do you have a radio on? Do you have the radio show on a computer?
No.
Okay, she has.
You know what? I'm going to bring the next caller on. You have to call back because it's
hello?
Like.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. We can hear you now, somewhat.
Can you hear me?
Sort of.
Hello?
Yeah, you have to talk louder.
Hello. Can you hear me?
That's better. What's your name?
This is 805-708-0872.
Don't give your number out there. Yeah, we've got your number. We need your name.
Virginia.
Hi, Virginia.
Hi.
Okay, Virginia.
I would like to have a reading.
Okay. What, do you have a question?
It has to do with me moving.
Moving?
Yeah.
And there's two, you know, it's funny, there's two callers from 805. Is there someone with you that's also calling?
My neighbor, that's what it was, the mixed up, because I probably call first, you know, and then she calls after. So maybe that's why we got kind of mixed up.
All right. All right, Virginia, what is your birth date?
My birth is 11/1.
And the year?
59.
You sound unsure.
I'm not. 59.
It is 59. Okay. Did I do that wrong? 27/9?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and you're questioning moving out of your current location?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. She's how old?
56.
Oh.
Well, Virginia.
54.
Right now, are you single?
Yes.
Okay. So the husband or the other male energy is not in living with you at this point, no matter who it is. You're a single woman.
Uh-huh. I have a boyfriend, but I'm not,
yeah, but he doesn't,
I'm not married to him.
Yeah, but does he live in the house with you?
No.
Yeah. Okay. So I needed to know that because that's the vibe I'm picking up on. And I want to ask you another question, Virginia. Do you have a pet of any kind or two pets, like two dogs, a dog and a cat, anything like that?
No, I don't.
Did you ever in the home you're living in, did you ever have any pets?
Yes, I did. I had two little Yorkies.
Yeah. And what happened to them?
I had to get rid of them, unfortunately, because the neighbors complained. I got this woman in the building, and she, after she moved in, she complained about my dogs. And unfortunately, I had to find a home for them. I was very sad.
What area? 805, is that Thousand Oaks? Where are you living? Where do you live?
Santa Barbara.
Oh, Santa Barbara?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Not that you live there, but are you near any kind of trailer park or anywhere where there's trailers?
Anywhere where there's trailers? No, but the guy that I was seeing, he went looking for a trailer to travel in.
Oh, okay, that's it. That's what I'm getting. Okay, so now that I've gathered enough instant psychic information from you, have you lived where you're currently living now? Are you renting?
Yes, I'm renting.
Uh-huh. And is this an apartment?
Yes.
So you're wanting to move to another apartment?
No, a house.
You wanting to move to a house as a renter?
Yeah, not an apartment.
A renter, right?
I want to, no, as a buyer.
You're trying to buy a home? Is there a place in mind, or is this just kind of like a wish?
Yeah. The pause is when I talk and then you talk, the pause is confusing the reading a little bit. I've got your vibe going, which is fine.
Well, I'm wanting to move into the house. I would prefer to, to own the house.
Okay. Yeah, got it. But so far, I've been pretty correct on the vibration of where you're about being single, having two animals, renting. There's no husband. Mm-hmm. There's a boyfriend. There's a trailer. That's what we want to lean on right now. Now, is the house that you're looking for, Virginia, is the house that you're looking for, the value of the house under $600,000?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes? Okay. So, because property in Santa Barbara can't be high. Okay, so I feel you're probably going to get approved. Are you working? You're 57, but let me ask you something. You're asking if you're going to be moving or if you're going to get this house. I think you are. But are they demanding, are you working right now?
Yes, I am.
And have you ever worked at an agency, or has anybody around you in your life ever worked at an agency that had to do with the city or the government or anything like that?
Yes, well, right now I'm working at hospice and indirectly.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I work for, we offer end-of-life care with extraordinary kindness, and it's a hospice. And the building was donated by the city, so, I mean, it's kind of, you're right on that.
Uh-huh. Okay, is the house that you're looking at, do you have a specific house you're looking at?
Yes.
Does it demand a down payment of some kind?
Yes, it does.
And is the down payment anywhere near or around $60,000 or above?
It's above.
Is it near or around 150,000?
It's around that.
Yeah. Okay, that was going to be my first choice anyways. Okay, can you right now, do you have the means to afford that?
Not personally.
Yeah. Well, the idea, Virginia, is that I feel you're going to get the home, but we got some problems surrounding the acquisition of the home. That's going to be a little bit problematic. So, some of the questions I would be asking you aren't really appropriate for a radio show, such as your yearly salary and stuff like that. You know,
I'm not going to mention that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Virginia. You have some problems going on.
Right. To do a thorough investigation, I think.
What problem? What do you mean by problem?
Virginia, listen. Yep. What Neil is stating to you is that on a radio show, the type of investigation that needs to be done regarding your situation takes deeper questioning than the radio show's privacy element allows.
I got it.
Right. So, I mean, going further, there's, you know, obviously some financial problems with the down payment. And that's what needs to be worked out in an energy field realm.
Virginia, I've gathered enough psychic information from you without you telling me anything. I'm asking questions and they're getting validated from you. So I've got a psychic connection to you, which is the good thing. The other thing that's good about is that the home you're looking at, there's a good chance, karmically speaking, that you're going to be in this home. The problem, though, is the other part of karma, which means you don't really have the means available to you currently to just slide in the home base. And so what I can't do on the radio is figure out psychically how to get you there. There's too many personal questions involved.
So
either you take what I said and leave it at that and hope for the best, or you give us a call. That's up to you. But potentially, Virginia, you're supposed to be in that home.
So there needs to be some more worked out. So the number to call, 562-596-7818. We do have
to
move on to other callers, but hopefully that's helpful to you on a preliminary level.
So now I think you guys need to call the other 805 number because we were calling at the same time.
There's like three 805 numbers. Virginia.
Okay. Thank you.
And the 805 caller is next.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, who's this? Hi.
Donna, how are you?
Donna?
Happy holidays. Hi.
Oh, hi, Donna. We've spoken with you before, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember you.
Yeah, I wanted to know about a relationship, if there's one coming in for me. You know, I'm at the point where I'd like to get married sometime in my lifetime.
Okay, and you have to remind me of your birth date, please.
April 22nd, 1954.
And there was I think she's the same, is that the same master number? Seven?
Mm-hmm.
27, you're both 27-9s. I'm assuming that Virginia is your friend.
Yeah, she's my neighbor. Yes.
She's your neighbor. I remember, didn't you have some kind of drama with another guy? That's over
That's long over. Yeah, he didn't do what he promised. And yeah, that was horrible. It hurt me a lot.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, hopefully there's a fresh start. So,
Donna, the next relationship you have coming up is going to be after April, which is at the age 63.
It's nine cycles.
Yeah,
seven cycles.
So your master number is 9. It will be 7 cycles of 9. The man that you will be connecting to, now he could have had a past life, this lifetime background in the Navy. Or in the merchant marine or something like that, something to do with naval energy. In your lifetime, anybody in the Navy, father, anybody, grandfather, Navy?
No, in my family, no. My father was in the Army Air Force, World War II.
Uh-huh. Well, this guy, you know, you're 62. This guy might have had some, do you come from a military background? I mean, your father being in the, he was in the Air Force. That's pretty intense.
Military background.
Yeah, and my nephew was in the Marines. Yeah, my nephew was.
Yeah, okay, that's a good sign. So here's the thing, Donna. I think you have a relationship coming up when you're 63. The guy may have been, you know, he's obviously out of the armed forces now or whatever, the Navy or whatever it might be, merchant marine, could be even be Marines, but he's out now. But you had a background there. There is someone in the family, there seems to be someone in the family who had a paralysis on one side of the body. Were there any strokes in the family? Anybody who was
paralyzed?
Yes,
that was my father. Yes, that's correct. And my father was paralyzed on one side of his arm from a stroke, but it went away. It went away, but he was paralyzed, yes.
Yeah, that's right. And did he cross over?
He did, yes.
Yeah, well, he's here today. And he's just giving you a salute, a loving salute that signifies that he's allowing me to convey to you that you're going to be in a relationship. I don't know, you know, I don't know what, you know, these spirits, they're allowing me. I don't know exactly that all the logistics of when a spirit comes in from the other side or a soul. And they decide to share moments with somebody talking, and they use me as a conduit. Sometimes the translation gets a little rough, but I do the best I can, and I try to be as authentic as I can. But anyways, he's here, and he signified his validity by that paralyzed side of his body at one point. And he's stating to me that he loves you, that he's watching over things. I don't know what that he's watching over things, and that he's privy to information that includes you being in a relationship, which I'm conveying to you coupled with my own intuitive feeling about it.
Oh, good. Wow. Well, that's exciting. It's been a long time coming.
Well, good.
Well, thank you. That's wonderful. I'm very excited about that. Yeah, very much. Well, thank
you very much. You know, maybe it will be one of the men. Maybe it will be one of the, you know, in the Army. What's that group?
Of the village people. I don't think they're straight.
Yeah.
I don't think they like women. But anyway.
Maybe it'll be the guy in the Navy.
It's in the Navy. It's actually in the Navy.
Oh, in the Navy.
Not in the Army. Anyway, Donna. Well, that was nice. It's always nice to get.
And
very
nice. The last thing is there might be some Irish descendant. Somebody with Irish descendant somewhere coming in.
Yeah, well, we are Irish. My father was Irish and English. Yeah.
Well, that's it.
There it is.
Yes.
Okay, Donna. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you both of you. Care. Have a wonderful Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you.
Okay. And I apologize for making noise a minute ago, but something was moving in the cupboard.
Really?
It was, yeah. And it was dropping down. It was very weird. I was standing over adjacent to the cupboard, and it was like there was movement in the cupboard and something was falling down. So,
we had spirits here. So,
yeah. 830 is our next caller.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
This is Melissa.
How are you? I'm sorry?
Good, thanks. Melissa?
Melissa? Hi,
yes,
Melissa.
Ma'am.
Where are you calling from?
Burney, Texas.
I'm sorry. What's the city?
Burney. It's a German name. It's B-O-E-R-N-E.
B-O-E-R-N-E.
Yes, ma'am. It's right outside San Antonio.
Okay.
Right outside.
Uh-huh. And your birth date?
7/1974.
Okay, 9/10/17/27. 38/11/2. She's a 38112, and you are 42 years old.
Yes, ma'am. Don't tell anybody else.
We won't. Yeah, keep the radio show under wraps. And what's going on today?
It's really cold here, which is kind of unusual. You know, it doesn't get too cold over here. But no, I'm just kidding. I'm just calling maybe for just some spiritual guidance, like a direction. I feel like I'm coming out of like a 5-year spiritual war with myself and everybody else. Yeah, 5 years. I haven't had a job, or I mean, just my life has been upside down, and I'm starting to finally get the confidence back that I had, and just feeling better about things, you know, and some big decisions I have to make and stuff like that. And I'm very grateful for it.
What's interesting about the 5 years is almost 5 years ago, she was 38 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She's 42 now. So in July, you're going to be turning 43, which was 5 years from your karmic number, which is 38. So 38,
wow.
There should have been a change.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, you come from a pretty harsh background. There might be divorce, separation, estrangement. Have you or your parents been divorced?
Yes, my parents have been divorced for many, many years. My mother's gone. But are you saying when I was 38?
Well, your karmic, you have a karma that goes up to the age of 38 where you made where you start to make a change in life. And so that's why we're describing the age of 38. Now, 5 years ago, go ahead.
5 years ago, I probably hit bottom, and I didn't lose my job, but I decided to take it on another job and just started hanging around a different crowd, and my life just kind of, you know, my son, you know, went to go live with his dad. That was by choice, not anything bad, but my living situation, I went from being like OCD about cleanliness, and I think after I lost my job, I started hoarding and
Well, you know, so you're divorced too.
I've never been married, but my relationships, my son's father, 14 years, and then after him would have been a 5-year relationship.
Yeah.
And kind of separated right now from a 3.
Yeah, Melissa, in our world of thinking, it might not be a legal marriage, but the father of your son.
Commitment, right.
Yeah, there was a separation, so it goes into a different element of divorce. Also, who in the family ever knew shorthand?
Oh, that's so strange that they say that. I don't know, but I was just talking about shorthand with my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. So
you know everybody talks about shorthand.
Yeah,
I don't even know what shorthand is. To tell you the truth, oh my God.
Well, here's the thing, Melissa. The reason that I mentioned shorthand and you said you don't know anybody, but you were just talking to your boyfriend about shorthand, is because on the radio show, you're dialing into a psychic radio show.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to pick up things like that.
And cool.
So that's cool. But the idea is beyond that. The idea is that it's just not, you know, oh, wow, psychics getting it right. It's more about what does the reading mean deeper than that?
It's not good, right?
Huh?
Do you feel like it's not good? It's kind of negative energy?
No. The process of thought here. It's that I have to determine from the getting the shorthand right and you talking about it prior to you speaking to me what it really means, aside from me just getting it. I have to analyze what it ultimately means in the long hand. So
the long hand. Sorry.
So
that was good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's also a comedy routine.
My jokes are too between the
summer.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Who had problems or who was brought into the courts? Who had to do something with the courts or lawyers or anything in there?
The person that was talking about the shorthand just recently, I believe, had to deal with some court issues. He's
okay.
My ex-boyfriend. We're friends. We've been friends. Yeah.
That's fine.
But it's an ex.
Okay, so there was a court thing there. There was shorthand. What was your question? What was your question anyways?
I don't know.
Relationship? No.
Or was it just general?
Yeah, just like, you know, validation that I'm headed the right way. I'm thinking good things.
Well, you are heading the right way, Melissa, because I'm getting a reading that is currently you're validating in terms of the last hour of your life. I'm getting things that you're validating. So it means that you're on the right way, but it doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to get to your destination. There may be some contingencies involved. For instance, who had the alcohol drinking problem? Who had the drinking problem in your life?
I did, and a majority of my family.
She did,
okay.
My family.
So here's the thing, Melissa. To get into a deeper reading, as you can see, you know, we know what we're doing here on this show. We don't fool around.
Correct.
To get into a deeper reading, to talk about somebody's life. We don't go, oh, the angels are around you. Oh, you're so blessed. We don't do that stuff. We look hard at a person's energy, a karma, and we decide what, maybe an answer can be on the radio. Maybe it's more complex than that. But we also have to analyze, in your situation, what you've got, because you're compounded, 38112 in your master number system, you have a few complications. But lo and behold, what right now you're on your 21st multiple of your master number, which is good. That's good. The idea, though, is that some things have to be cleared in your life for you to find the pleasure that you're looking for in terms of your future. So I still feel that there's some, you're cleaning up, you're getting some things done, you've been 5 years, you're trying to make a change. You're cleaning up things. You've been hoarding. To go further into this, if we had 20 more, 30 more minutes, I could do it. But what I'm getting from you is enough information to validate that good things are coming up, but things have to be sort of cleared up to bring out the best possible place for that. There's also a Bob or a Bruce or somebody like that either coming up or has been there, but that name is coming in. I don't know. I mean, we could sit there and juggle.
He saved my home. It's my cousin. He lent me like $18,000 and I haven't paid a dollar on it. And I was just talking about this morning how guilty I feel and how much of a problem I have with any kind of confrontation, whether it be good or bad. I always crawl back in my shell and hide. And that's what I've done. I mean, I've literally not even spoken to them, you know, not even a dollar.
You got to get some things cleared up. Was that Bob or Bruce?
Bob. His name is Bobby Roberts.
You got to get some things cleared up. I mean, you know, that's the one thing. If this reading helped you, then go forward. If you need more help, give us a call after the show. You know, that's up to you. But you've got to get some things cleared up. At least you've learned that much. And you've learned that by calling our show, you know, you got some real information.
Yeah.
Very grateful. Thank you. Very grateful.
Thank you.
Very
Thanks
good
for
information.
Listening.
Thank you. Call
You're
you guys
welcome.
As soon as you want. Thanks.
What?
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
562-596-7818 is the number for more conversation. And our caller from 805 actually dropped. I don't know if there was some technical problem. So I'm going to bring them on first. Then we have 856 and a private caller. So that's the order currently. Everybody, please stay in the queue. 805, hello.
Hi, it's me, Cheryl.
Oh, hi, Cheryl.
I'm on my way to Sedona, Arizona since 5 a.m., and I think I went through a drop spot. I'm like, oh, no, I got to get back in line.
Okay. What's going on?
Anyways, what I wanted to find out was I'm actually looking for maybe some old hotel that kind of ran down that maybe would be a project that I could use for transitional housing or even a drug rehab kind of, just some kind of project. And I don't know, Winslow, Arizona. I just don't know if you get any vibes of that. I wish I would have had the address.
So you're trying to do maybe a drug rehab. God, that sounds like a huge project.
Yeah,
it's complicated to get licensing and things like that.
Yeah, or, you know, senior or transitional housing. You know, something less fortunate, something that, like, helps people. It can go in many different directions, but
You're looking in Sedona, Arizona for some potential properties to examine?
Not in the heart of Sedona, but somewhere up in Arizona. Like Winslow has a place, Winslow, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere.
And you're driving? Are you driving there as we speak?
No, I'm not driving. I'm a passenger. Yes, I'm driving that way, though.
Was that what she said?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. You're a passenger, but you're driving there. Isn't it kind of frigid and cold there now?
What is it? 62. Yeah. It's not bad.
Okay, not bad.
I just went past the state line, though.
Yeah. It's going to get colder, and it'll get colder at night. Are you spending about 5 days there?
No, I expect Friday, Saturday, Sunday, three.
Three?
And how long does it take to drive there? Okay, so how long does it take to drive? I'm curious. How long does it take to drive there?
Well, it takes about 8 hours, but because my son's at home and I don't like leaving long, I literally do these marathon trips.
Okay, so my five days probably is accommodating the driving time and whatnot. So it's 3 days there, and I'm thinking about 8 hours there and 8 hours back. So that's where my mind is going. Okay, you got to watch out because you're going to be encountering on your journey a facility, a housing that is haunted. And there's a lot of spirits and ghosts and whatnot hanging around there. Now, I don't know. I don't have time on the radio show to determine to what degree they inhabit the place, if you will, but that's the one that they want, that these entities want you to buy. they seem to want people there, and I don't know yet the content of these entities, but they can be good, they can be malevolent, they can be benevolent. I don't know yet.
Benevolent.
Uh-huh. And so you're going to be encountering them. Now, they're aware you're on your way.
Don't you have property in Arizona already?
Yeah, I have two in Cottonwood, and I just bought one that's got a barber and a church in it. And that's actually where I'm going to, like, supervise, do fence work there. But there was three different hotels in Arizona, and there was just one in Winslow that I thought about maybe I'll go see.
Yeah, or any of them... Cheryl, are any of them uninhabited right now? Are they all habited?
I think there's one that's inhabited and I didn't want to go there. But the other one, somebody passed away. They're kind of like they just must sell. And it looks, you know, it looks like a potential.
You know, my suggestion is once you've taken a look at these places, maybe you can do a private or something with us. Because you're running into an area in this reading where there are spirits involved. And I just don't, you know, I don't know if the radio show can accommodate analyzing the content of what these energies are, but where you're going, there's spirits. At least not in your other properties, but
in the new venture. So you're going to be encountering that. So it's a cliffhanger.
Okay. So, I mean, the bottom line is it's not always bad or good, whether they're spirits. It's whether figuring out if it's good or bad, right?
Well, yeah.
We want to figure out you know, they can, energies can inhabit a locale, and we don't know yet what they're all about. What's their intent? What's going on?
It needs further investigation. Before,
I don't know yet.
Yeah, it's.
I couldn't answer it.
Anybody who tells you differently and you know, diagnoses that quickly, I mean, unless it's real simple, is
no.
not is misleading, is not being honest.
No.
So you have to
you
be
have to
ethical.
Certain, you have to go and investigate. That's like,
yeah, so
that's like
when
you
take a look at it
cough,
before
the doctor says
no, you have cancer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Cheryl.
Well, I'll take a drive by. You guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too. Okay, 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 okay. 856 and then our private caller. Gosh, it's been busy today. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hi, Kristen. Gwendolyn, 626-69.
Hi. Wait, was 626-69, right?
Yes.
You just said that, but you cut out, but I know your birthday anyway, and she's a 39123. What's going on?
I'm calling in. I'm getting ready to bust a move to the other side of the country, and I just want to check in.
I'm sorry, you're moving or you're traveling?
You know what, my mic. I'm making a big move. I'm going from East Coast to West Coast. I'm preparing to do that. I'm hoping to be out by Sunday, Monday.
And you're just moving to the West Coast?
I'm going to, yes.
Wow, where are you moving?
Long Beach, California.
Whereabouts in Long Beach?
I don't know exactly where in Long Beach. I won't know until I get there. She didn't say. She said Long Beach. I said, okay.
Who said Long Beach?
I'm sorry?
Who said Long Beach?
That's where my girlfriend lives.
Oh.
Oh, so you're going to live with your girlfriend in Long Beach?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here's what's awaiting you in Long Beach. One thing that's awaiting you in Long Beach is a relationship. So there seems to be something to do with you moving out here. I don't know. Maybe your girlfriend, there's a matter of convenience. She wants you to come out. She likes you a lot. She's willing to support you for a while. So
right.
As a friend, she's doing
right.
that. But in that, Gwendolyn, also comes another part of the package, because underneath the layers of the apparent reasons, there is the symbol of a man in your life that, and there could be potential love there. That's one thing. Probably a job that will help to keep you in motion until you can make an independent jump from staying with your girlfriend.
Don't you have children? Do you own a home there, or What's your situation?
The marital home that my ex-husband put in foreclosure on purpose, so that's now coming to a close. I'm selling all the contents of the home, and it's time to make way, because we had a situation where now the kids are with him, and I'm not choosing and willing to do this new state umpteen dollar fight over children right now. I figure when I get there, then I will address it from there by motion, and we'll do a TV court on it. I'm not exactly happy about my little 9-year-old not being with me as I go. However, I'm not leaving him behind. I have to make the move to part here before the sheriff's out.
Wasn't there a court case? I remember in October or something, there was a court case.
Yes, and it was totally ignored for all the proof to negate everything that he wrote in it and another individual, and it was ignored by the judge. I Googled about the judge. I found out that there has been other complaints. I'm not willing to appeal to the same one, and I'm not willing to do it while I'm here in New Jersey. I don't have time anyway. The sheriff's trial is about to hit. I've extended it twice right now, and I'm doing this by myself. So finally, my daughter is supposed to come tonight to come get her things, and her brothers can have their things. I'm selling everything else, and I'm leaving. That's the plan.
Okay. So what happens, Gwendolyn, is you move away from a problem, you don't necessarily carry it with you, but you start a new beginning. And that sometimes amounts to some sense of loss, but a new beginning on the other hand, you're going to a new beginning. And so
that's
where you're heading right now in your life, going into a new beginning. And you are, let's see, you are 47 years old. So let's see. So you're going to, so this June, things start to pick up. You'll get adjusted between January. Do you know when your move is? When are you supposed to move in?
She's moving this weekend.
I hope to be on Greyhound. I hope to be on that bus headed there by Monday. That's my hope.
You don't have a car. You're not driving. You're taking a bus.
No, I don't have a car. To be honest, I got screwed here in New Jersey on that also, and I'm not willing to address it. I'm here. I'll address everything once I get there.
Get out of New Jersey, move to your girlfriend, with your girlfriend to Long Beach. There'll be a new beginning here. You'll slowly get adjusted, and you just have to count. Well, you don't count your losses. Let that part of your life go right now. Start this new beginning in your world, and things will pick up in June.
Okay, yeah, keep us posted.
Do we see my little one, Neil? Do we see my little one with me in the near future?
I mean, that's so hard because when you – I mean, isn't it – my question is regarding relocation. I think when you're sharing custody, as far as I'm aware, at least in California, you can't just move and get custody of a child.
The summer months. I feel like this is the time. This is it. It's my last lifetime. I have to do that.
Well, that's something you're going to have to work. That's something you have. That's a court procedure problem. That in moving out of state,
that makes
with
it
how that's going to
challenging,
be. You'll
I
have
think.
To get your attorney or somebody involved in that part of the of your life.
We can't give legal
advice. Yeah, we can't do that.
Right. No. I understand that. I just because he's little and he's missing me. He's having dreams about me, and he's the one I worry about the most. So,
well, you know, you have to make tough decisions. You're leaving New Jersey to start your life, and once you're there, I would keep in touch with the courts to let them know what your actions are, so you don't look like you're abandoning anything. And if you can get a judge to attorney to kind of represent you, that would be the best thing.
And we have to move on, Gwendolyn, because we've got a lot of
calls.
Yes,
thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Happy holidays.
You too. We've got so many callers, I don't think we're going to be able to accommodate them today. So we will do our best. We have a private caller next. Who's this?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. We've spoken with you before. What's your birth date again?
Yes, 7/16/58.
Okay, what's going on?
I did some actions I called about the 1292 address, and I went over in that direction.
Oh, that's right. I remember you. Yeah, you had that dream or whatever about the address.
Yeah,
it was Edgewater, right? Edgewater.
It's Edgewater, but there's a drive and then there's a lane. But anyway, I went to the lane portion, and it's a residence. Well, it was gotten dark, and I just walked to the street. I have the, you know, the approximate area. That's a residence. Of course, obviously, I'm not going to didn't go up to the door and say, oh, you know, I saw this address in my mind's eye. I didn't do that. But then also I've been, regarding the, Neil said the high rise, and the government official or something to that effect. And the only thing I can think of, there are no hotels, but what it is, it's an area called the Gold Coast where there are several high rises, residential high rises. And the one that I'm, have in my mind is Winton Place. And that doesn't share that address, but possibly these persons could be staying there. And I call to find out if I could, you know, get a job there. I'll be applying, you know, for a position there as a receptionist.
Okay. We have a lot of callers, Patricia, and very limited time. So what's the question? Because we got to get to the question.
Right. I'm doing something different. Relationships for me.
Okay. So we're in relationship. All right.
Well, okay. Two quick responses, Patricia. The Winton place and your position there is has a strong vibe for it. So keep your zone there. There are going to be two men entering your life. One has a brother, the other one doesn't. But I don't know yet the full content of how they're going to impact your life, but there are two men that are going to enter your life. One has a brother, one doesn't. One is more interested in just sex. The other one is more interested in a relationship. That's coming up.
Okay.
And have you had any problem? Have you had any desire or need or thought about going to an eye doctor or glasses adjusted or anything?
I wear glasses. I don't wear them all the time. But I don't have any eye problems.
Do you wear glasses, prescription glasses?
Yes, but when it's for distance.
And when was the last time you went to an eye doctor?
Oh, sheesh. It was a few years ago.
Okay. Well, don't worry about that. You have prescription eyeglasses. You haven't been to an eye doctor in 2 years. You might just want to do a general exam. Big deal. There's nothing to worry about. I'm just trying to get a tag on validating these two guys coming up because you're asking about a relationship. So the answer to your question is I see two men coming. I described the kind of energy they're coming from. We'll have to wait and see. But if it's possible, just get a routine eye exam.
Okay. Can I ask you?
We have time for, Patricia. Okay. Have time for. Right. Yeah, you can call in another
show,
but we've got other callers. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, 702 is our next, and 262. So we've got 10 minutes left. We have to be managing our time here. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Is that me?
It is you. Who's this?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm sorry. I wasn't even going to ask a question. I was just going to listen in. But since I'm here, I'll go ahead if you don't mind real fast.
Have you on the air. Who is this, please?
Okay. Well, this is Jan Drake Bakke. I have a health problem, and I've been battling it for a long time, and I do readings, too, and I'm listening to you both, and you're just fantastic. Thank you for inviting me, and this is the first time I think I've listened to you, or maybe the second time. Just fantastic, but I do have a health problem, and trying to figure out how to handle this health problem and when is it going to go away.
What's your birthday, first of all, and where are you calling from?
Sure. It's 9/17/58, and I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada.
58. Robert? 58?
Uh-huh.
Wow, interesting, because you're born in 1958, and you are 58 years old, in fact.
Yes.
18 years past her karmic number of 40. So, Jan, I just want to let you know that when I began talking to you, I wrote down 18, and you are actually 18 years past your karmic number of 40 at age 58. So, I was getting that vibration, obviously. 17. Go ahead.
Jan,
and that's actually her cross. So
first of all, just don't elaborate, but are you having any fatigue problems or?
Yes.
Yeah. And is the fatigue problems really problematic where you, at times, you don't even know if you can get out of bed, you don't know if you can function?
Yes. It gets so severe. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the doctors have they given some diagnosis, but they don't know definitively what it is?
Exactly. Chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
So you nailed it.
Okay. So that's what I'm picking up on. You see what, and you're a reader?
I'm a reader too. But it doesn't come that easy for me. I have to do meditation to get it.
I got
to get the info.
I got it.
Yeah.
There's sporadic energy. What we all face this as readers. We take in people's energy, and even the best of us have process problems sometimes getting rid of the energy. It gets inside of us. It gets intermingled with our molecules, and it becomes problematic. It gets entwined in our karma. It gets entwined into our immune system. And if you connect to somebody that you had a past life with, and you're not even aware of it, but you had a past life with them, and that energy gets inside your system, well, lo and behold, it intermingles with the rest of the community of your molecules, and wham, you have fatigue and all kinds of other problems. That's what's going on with you. I'm not a doctor, okay? We can't do
but
that.
But I play
you know
one
that.
On TV.
but we play psychic. We play psychics here. And we can evaluate on a psychic level what our interpretation of energies are. We can't be medical people. We can be psychics.
Right.
We can be intuitives. And that's what's going on with you right now. Also, there's something that I'm getting that isn't right about your home. I don't know if was there ever any problem in the home, any crumbling problem, any mold problem, anywhere in the house itself?
Not that I know of at this time. We haven't found if there's any mold in the house, you know.
It's a house. Are you renting the house or own it?
No, we own it. Yeah.
So there was a mold problem.
My husband
and
I. Yeah.
Yeah, your husband and you. Are there any children that ever grew up in the house?
No.
He bought it brand new. And because I'm getting four living energies in that home.
Okay.
Are there any animals? Well, any pets?
We have two animals.
Four.
Okay, so there's the four living energies I'm getting in the home. Your animals, yes. As a psychic, I interpreted your animals as children. So.
Yes, they are, yes.
Yeah, got it. So you have these two animals and they're like your kids. Have your dogs had any respiratory problems, any medical veterinarian intervention?
Yes. Yes, they have, definitely, and especially my dog. She's had some problems, digestive problems, and the cat has digestive problems, too. They both do.
There's something, it's not a serious thing, Jan. Well, your energy level has to be cleared. There's an energy, internal energy level that has to be cleared in your own energy field that I feel psychically that I'm interpreting.
Which can be done, but not in a radio show, I don't think.
Can't do it.
We're not going to have time to do it today. But.
And there's a general energy field in your home that has to be cleared, both of which can be cured. It's not a big deal, but it's like having a stone in your shoe. It hurts. You can remove it, and it's okay. You've got some energies going on that are disturbing, but they're removable.
Okay.
Okay, Jan, you're welcome to call the show again, or you can call us 562-596-7818. You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in today.
All right. Great. So appreciate it.
You're welcome. And Jan can follow us on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. And our last caller is 262. It's Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? 1229-69. She's a 39-12-3. We've had a few 39-12-3s today, haven't we? Have we? Couple.
1229-69.
Yeah. What's going on?
So I had a situation this week. My son is a swimmer, and it's new to him. He went to a meet, and he was warming up. So after an hour of warming up, all of a sudden his eyes swelled shut. Like the pockets under his eyes were puffed out. He looked, I should have sent you a picture because this is, it's very interesting. So obviously it looked like an allergic reaction. I saw him dabbing his eyes and not looking towards us, you know, from up, above the pool, and I'm like, something's wrong with my son. So I went down there. And I went down there, and he, when I saw his face, I just was in shock. I didn't even know what to think. So I just started giving him what I had. What?
I just said, how horrible.
Was it a public pool?
Obviously.
It's a public pool?
Yeah.
The school district's pool.
There's something's wrong with the chemical imbalance in the pool, and there's some form of bacteria in the pool. Now, what happens is that, to believe it or not, people urinate. They do all kinds of things in pools.
Mm-hmm.
And if the chemical imbalance is not right, it can't fight the bacteria. Visibly, you don't see anything. But the bacteria got into his eye and deliberately disturbed his – that's what I think it is. So, you know, you go to an eye, you go to a doctor, and it will be cleared, maybe antibiotics, eye drops, things like that. But the problem is that the facility of the pool is not being handled right. There's something wrong there. Something's disturbing there. And who around you is named Mike, Michael, something like that?
I don't know. Mel is the director. Her name, Melissa, is...
Okay, don't worry. It's I'm radio show, quick. It's not Mike, it's Mel, Michelle, whatever. It's the M.
Yeah.
So there's something in the karma of that pool and the way it's being handled. It's being mismanaged. Doesn't have the expertise of the water chemical content that should be done. So that should be directly, connected to. Have an eye doctor look at your son's eyes and help him determine, you know, my son went into the pool. Could there be a chemical balance in there? The doctor may say, oh, I doubt it. I don't know. You know, they keep the chemicals, but they don't know. The idea of bacteria in the pool went into your son's eye. I know a guy that went to a public pool and he had intestinal problems for 20 years. It almost killed him. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful in public. But that's our quick read.
It was treated as an allergic reaction and with Benadryl and stuff, and it went down, and it looked, within a day, it almost looked like nothing happened. It seemed like a freak situation.
But the problem is that the way the pool is being managed, somebody isn't doing their job right. They don't have the expertise about how to handle and maintain that pool with everybody going in there with their bodily functions, you know?
Well, I don't feel like I have any control over it. I mean, I asked them about the chemicals in the pool and the application, and they said that it's the same as they've always done it.
Well, Amy, it isn't. But the more that you alert them, and if you can get a doctor's report that they could feel it came from the pool, and you bring it to their attention, they're going to be more on top of things.
Okay,
that would be the proactive thing to do. I don't want you to raise flags and get yourself in trouble there, but that would be the proactive thing to do.
And Amy, we're like got 10 minutes left here on the air and we have to close today on time, but you can call back or, you know, call us after the show.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we are back on there on Wednesday at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for joining us.